Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you wish it could be a little bit easier to gain more confidence? Well, today I'm going to share something that I've learned in my life, and it was really an aha moment that's really helped me boost my confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, a lot of my life, confidence has been, and let's define confidence once again, if you've not heard me say it before, but confidence is the trust you have in your abilities. And I'm always very clear or like to clarify when someone says they don't have confidence. I always ask, confidence in what? Because we throw it around as this broad term, yet everyone has confidence in something and nobody has confidence in everything. So you could be confident at driving a car, like if you pass your test. You could be confident at a certain type of sport if you've done it again and again. You may be confident in painting, you might be an artist. Yet you could be confident in painting, not confident in sport. You could be confident socializing, not confident in riding a horse. Just random examples here. I'm talking about how you can improve your confidence in any area though today, from what I've learned. Because I've based confidence in things on my results. And actually wanting huge results. So for example, when I was playing football in my teenage years, I based my confidence on scoring goals and being the best player on the pitch. Did that happen every game? No, it definitely did not, especially the early days when I was getting learning how to really play football. So therefore, I had a lack of confidence because I was putting confidence based on these really unrealistic results. Now, even if the results are a little bit less and within reach, you're still basing your confidence whether you hit the results or not. And I see this with so many different people, so many high-performing people that they've got like some results in, they're getting some good results, and other people on the outside think, wow, you're doing amazing. Yet they're like lacking confidence in something. Yeah, I'm not that good at this. I don't believe in I'm not doing enough. And it's because they're putting really hard targets and they base the confidence on whether they hit them. Now, why is this? Why is this? Well, it's because we associate how we feel a lot of the time on other people, because as we grow up, we're reliant on other people and external things. And therefore, when we base things on the external world, it takes a lot of our control away. And therefore, our confidence isn't at our own hands. So what I'm going to talk about today is how you take confidence back into your own control. Because as we grow up, we're like learning to associate with the external world from what others think and from external factors. So this is about what I've learned to really increase my confidence that makes it so much easier. How is it helping you basing your confidence on certain results and outcomes? If you're anything like me, it did not do me any favors. Okay, so the first thing I want to mention is base your confidence on your efforts, not your result. Say that again. Base your confidence on your effort, not your results. Because who's in control of your effort? You are. So if you set yourself something to do that's within your own control when you do it, then you can have good confidence. And when you keep doing enough of that and reminding yourself of it, you'll then condition your brain a certain way. And I'll give you an example in my own life for this. The other day, I was doing a load of sales calls because I do like a bit of sales work. I do a bit of coaching. I do obviously podcasting. I do a few different things. Obviously, it's all about balancing it and, doing enough of what I need to do and also seeing friends and family and all those kind of things. Anyway, one of the things I do is sales. And I really enjoy it. And what I really love about sales is you get so many rejections and so uncomfortable. And it's I'm always about, I've always done like a sales-based role, even though I haven't done it that long, which is with integrity, and I believe in the people I'm selling for or helping shift something. It's not, it's, I'd always have to be in integrity and believe what I'm you know, promoting out there and selling. And what I did, I made 25 calls, and do you know what? In one day, and you know, whether that's a lot or not a lot, you know, that we're not going into that. So when I did those calls, do you know what? They were not going well. People weren't picking up. I got a couple of rude responses. Now, these weren't actually cold calls. These weren't just me reaching out to someone and saying, would you be interested in this? And asking them, it's obviously all about asking about them, first of all, rather than giving your solution. You've got to understand if it's right. But a couple of them were like, oh, I'm not interested. You know, they put their names down for a phone call, but told me they weren't interested, which is a bit bizarre. Anyway, I got some of that. I got someone call me a moron. I got, it's hilarious. Some people just weren't answering. And do you know what? I praised myself because I felt confident because I did what I told myself I was going to do. If you're going to go and ask out someone, don't base it, your confidence, on if they say yes or no. Base it on if you take the action to ask them out. I've done this recently. Like, base it on your confidence. Sometimes I'll get yeses, sometimes I might get no when I've done this in my life. Now, there was many times when I didn't because I was terrified. And I was so terrified of getting rejection that I wouldn't do anything. And I think this is very common in people. And so, yeah, we're all like human at the end of the day. When you start basing your confidence on your efforts, and all you got to do is think about doing the thing. Don't think about, our brain overcomplicates it, starts thinking about all the worst case scenarios and everything like that. Just focus on what you've got to do and do it consistently. This will transform your confidence. And if it's like really daunting at first, break it down. Break it down into smaller things. The second point I want to talk about is set clear targets that will push you. So like me, I set myself to do all those calls. I set myself, when I first was coming on video and podcasts, a target of just doing a few podcasts a week. And when I was doing YouTube, it was like just to make my first YouTube video, that was the target. Set yourself a target so you know clearly what you got to do. If you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to work on my social confidence, if you're nervous of that, which is a lot of people. And, you know, that's why I really want to, again, make this podcast to help people with that. If that, for example, is the case, you're like, right, I'm going to go out and work on my social confidence. I'm going to take the effort and I'm going to base my confidence on that. Great, great start. Good attitude that you're going to base it. It's a little bit vague, though. You need to have a target so that you know what you're actually putting the effort into. So your effort could be, I'm gonna say good morning to someone randomly in the street, which is quite a daunting thing. I've done it. Like, it could be you're gonna start a conversation, even just ask like a cashier in a shop or a barista in a coffee shop, like how their day's going. Maybe you're going to call someone you haven't spoke to for a while. What are the actual targets you need to base your effort on? That's the second one. And then the third thing. I'm a broken record with this, but I'm going to say this all day long because I see people missing it out, and I've had to remind myself of doing this in the past. Praise yourself. Like, people think it's not important. It is the most important thing. Like, people overlook this all the time. I can't emphasize enough how praising yourself for any effort you do is a significantly important thing. In fact, it is absolutely stupid not to do it. It is ridiculous because when you don't do it, so when you do it, you reinforce your brain to do more of that activity. So for me, like, I want to go out and make more calls. It's like, I'm going to get some praise when I do it, and that feels good to me. So start praising yourself more for your effort as well. And that's also going to build a good relationship with yourself, and your confidence is going to increase as well. So those are the points I really want to share with you. Base your confidence on the effort, not the result, because the results will come when you put in enough effort. So Just before my final point, I want to just say thank you for listening today. And if you've enjoyed today, I'd really appreciate a rating review so that we can reach more people together. You could be changing someone's life by sharing. If you've done so already, thank you so much. Okay, the final point I want to share with you. Look at something in your life when you've been really, really confident. You've got a lot of confidence in it. And look back. Were there times when you weren't confident? And then start looking at actually, what was the effort you put in? Was it a lot of effort? What did you do? And then when you look at that, just look at an example when something you weren't confident in, now you're more confident, even if it's like driving your car, for example, that's just an easy one to think of, or a certain sport you weren't good at, like I was lacking confidence in anything when I started football, or soccer if you're American. And now I'm like pretty confident in playing it at the level I play at. So think about an example and think actually, what was it? Were you confident at the start? No. And then it's how did you become more confident? Because you put the effort in. So just think about that and then remind yourself of that from time to time. I suggest at least weekly of the fact that you've already got this confidence formula, okay? So I appreciate you for being here today. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.